This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. This weekend brings the 36th annual Hamtramck Labor Day Festival with its food, parade, music, carnival, and a whole lot more. It's all a testament to a tough city that refused to be driven to its knees by hard times, a city that's made even stronger by its diversity. We have the mayor of Hamtramck with us today, Karen Majewski. Very good to have you with us here, Karen.
Thank you.
And we say hi to August Gitchleg, who is the city clerk of Hamtramck.
Thanks for having us here.
Mayor, take us back to 1980 when this festival was created. What was going on economically in Hamtramck?
Hamtramck had just gotten news that the Dodge Main plant was closing, and that was an incredibly devastating blow to the city. Basically, the city grew up and was formed around the Dodge Main plant. That was what brought tens of thousands of people to Hamtramck in the early 20th century. And in some way, every family and every business was connected in some way to the Dodge Main plant. And so to close that, the lifeblood of the city, was an incredibly devastating blow. Although it had been coming for several years and people had expected it to come, it was still devastating economically and psychologically and socially to the city. And so the festival was formed as a way to kind of cheer people up, to say, you know, we're down, but we're not out. And it continues to this day with that same philosophy.
Well, then talk about how the festival has grown, August, and since that time. It's been 36 years. It's through the best and worst of times, right?
Absolutely. And we've seen different economic good and bad times come and go, as all the urban communities in Michigan have, really. I got involved with the festival probably in 2001, long before I was city clerk. We did lose the festival once when we came under emergency management, and then we brought it back stronger than ever. And we've focused much more on local artists and local vendors. And then all these other festivals sort of came up at the same time. We now have to compete with your Arts Beats and Eats in Royal Oak, which is a huge budget. And we're just still a small town festival in an urban setting. I mean, we only have 2.1 square miles, but we're packing 30,000-some people in that 2.1 square miles. And the festival is very reflective of the entire community.
What do you think, Mayor, that this festival says about Hamtramck?
What I really love about this festival, besides just that it's a good time, mm-hmm. is that it's homegrown. You know, we don't have corporate sponsorships. We don't have a big budget. We just have people in the community who want to see this festival continue, who want to throw a party for the whole state. And somehow they manage, your neighbors and mine, manage to put this thing together. And that is so impressive to me. And it's so indicative to me of what Hamtramck is, of the kind of community it is, where people take responsibility for their community. They feel invested, emotionally invested, and they want to see it thrive. And they're willing to take on whatever it is in order to make that happen. And that's really impressive to me.
And how do you think this festival over the years has impacted the way people on the outside view Hamtramck?
We have the advantage of geography when it comes to how people view Hamtramck. You have to pass Hamtramck when you're going downtown to go to an event like the Jazz Festival, and on your way back, going up to the suburbs, you pass Hamtramck. So when the festival's on the map, people stop into Hamtramck and they check out the festival, and then they also check out all the buzz we've been getting on all these restaurants and all the new businesses and the expansion of Banglatown and areas like that that are getting a lot of buzz outside of the festival. And they're like, well, there's a festival. Let's stop. We're on our way back or on our way to something else, and we'll come and experience Hamtramck. I had no idea. And we get that a lot.
I hear that so much. I haven't been to Hamtramck in 20 years. This is fantastic. I never knew that all this was here.
Talk a little about this festival and how it mirrors the diversity that's in Hamtramck. Because I think old-timers might think Hamtramck equals Polish.
Right.
Not so.
Not so. As a city clerk, I can put it this way. Mm-hmm. I have translators in my precincts that speak Polish, Bosnian, Albanian, Bengali, and Arabic for our Yemeni mm-hmm. community. Mm-hmm. That's a challenge no other clerk in the state has. I guarantee you that. We actually print election materials in Bengali. So it is very diverse, but that doesn't mean that the traditional Polish has gone. We still have Polish Market right downtown. We have Kowalski Sausage. We have Schrodek's Meats. There's still people coming in from the suburbs and from the Detroit area, mm-hmm. from the Midtown area, doing their shopping in Hamtramck. And the restaurants, the Bengali restaurants, are getting national acclaim. They're starting to pick up.
And we still have major Polish institutions in the city, mm-hmm. Polish American Congress, Polish National Alliance, Polish National Catholic Church as well as Roman Catholic churches with Polish masses. There's still a heavy Polish presence in the city, and our parade that we hold on Labor Day is the Polish Day Parade. So Monday is officially Polish Day.
How do you think, Mayor Majewski, that the diversity in Hamtramck has made it stronger?
People, no matter what ethnic group they come from, people are very proud of Hamtramck's ethnicity. Whatever they may complain about their neighbors, you know, this guy or that guy, they're parking in front of my house, the normal kind of neighborly complaints, our diversity is still a point of pride for everyone. And our ethnic businesses are patronized cross-ethnically.
Give us a rundown, August, of some of the main can't-miss things this weekend's festival.
Sunday night is always sort of the Hamtramck homecoming night. It's when everyone comes home to see the Polish Muslims, which, if you're aware, they're a Puński Day staple. They play Polish festivals across the metro area, and they definitely pack the house. We're really happy to have the Detroit Cobras, legendary Detroit rock god, so to speak. And we have a tradition of closing the festival pretty strong, and that's going to be a really fun Monday night. We have the Hamtramck Art Festival as well, sort of a big artist collective right in the middle of the festival featuring local artists. Last year, they just made a killing. I mean, it reflects all the different ethnicities. They're doing live painting. They're doing all kinds of stuff.
And food.
Oh, lots of food. We were just talking about the competing shawarmas that are going to be from the new restaurants in town. We have the Polish food. We have the Middle Eastern food. It's going to be
Bosnian
food. Mm-hmm. The smells and sights and sounds are very eclectic.
Yeah, I want to mention a couple of other events. One is the 5K run, the Gołąbki run. That's on Monday at 10 a.m. The other event is the Hamtramck Yacht Club canoe race. And Augie can say some more about that because he's the grand
Well, we
marshal
do have a Commodore. We have a
Commodore who
manages it.
There's no bodies of water in Hamtramck.
No.
Yes, there are no bodies of water, but they bring the water to Joseph Campo Street. I dress up as the Jack Sparrow pirate. Basically, the streets are lined with people with water balloons, squirt guns, and buckets of water. And contestants have these, basically they're soapbox derby cars without the hill. And they push them down Campo and back.
They're sponsored by the local bars.
Yeah, and getting bombarded with water balloons and squirt guns. And basically, I'm there to keep the children from running out to get their unpopped water balloons and getting run over by canoes. Because these guys are intense. They're running as hard as they can up and down Campo. And it's quite a spectacle.
The whole festival does reflect Hamtramck's incredible history and incredible diversity and strength. Tough times make tough people even tougher, don't they, Mayor?
Yes, they do. But, you know, we're still here. We're hanging in there. And in some ways, I think more stronger and more determined than ever.
The Hamtramck Labor Day Festival is September 5th, 6th, and 7th, so a good way to spend some of your Labor Day weekend. And you can get details on the festival by going to hamtownfest.com. Mayor Karen Majewski and City Clerk August Gitschleg, it was really fun talking with you, and I hope the weather is good for the Hamtramck Labor Day Festival.
Why, thank you for that
blessing. Thank you. We'll see you there.